And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 10 to 90. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we have Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. I'm having a great time talking some serious fishing.
Oh, man.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, this is awesome. And just hearing these catch reports, which we're going to jump right back into, has been so much fun. You know, yellows, bass, tuna, everything's biting. And I guarantee when we talk to Gundy, we're going to hear about some good surf fishing, too. It's been a very fun morning, and we want to continue with the fun by having you give us a call. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, shoot us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or text the show. Lots of great text piling through, and we're going to take a bunch of them here in this second hour. You can only text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get, and you'll get to join in the fun and shooting a text to Benny. Not only are we taking calls and texts and catch reports today, we are giving away such a great prize in honor of having our AFCO Pro Benny Florentino in here. We're giving away an AFCO package that includes a brand new AFCO fillet knife and AFCO Psycho Pro fluorocarbon. So some great products coming your way at the end of the show today. And with that said, we're going to continue, find out what's biting in the surf, talk to our surf guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line right now. Good morning, Gundy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Gundy. Good morning, Gundy. Thanks for hanging, buddy.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Hey, Gundy, how you doing, man? Good to hear your voice every weekend.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to mention that Channel Islands. That was a big swordfish up there. But, you know, I had a come across my desk this week, a 39-pound sheephead caught up there.
Holy cow.
If you look up on the, I think the Coral Sea had it. But, I mean, you just look at this fish. It's just massive. I think I've seen one other that size. It was caught at Alijos Rocks on a dropper loop fishing for big yellowtail, you know, so. Yeah, if you go on the boat's website, you could take a look at that sheephead. That is a rarity. And that those Channel Islands, they're a sleeper up there, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome, man.
All right, let's get to business here. You know, the swell was a tough thing. Good fishing most of the week. Corbina bite, very good. Strong croaker catches. Lots of calico bass in the shallow still. And a few legal white sea bass. Bonita also showing. We saw those fish show up in Redondo, and they also showed up in L.A. Harbor this week. And like I said, the last few weeks, big swell, but we got cleaner water offshore, and I'm sure as soon as the swell subsides, we'll get going again. Hook, line, sinker reported several legal sea bass taken off Goleta. The fish are mixed up in shallow spots of bait there, so you want to look for the birds. A 5-inch sardine pattern swim bait has been a top lure there. The fish are ranging like 28 to 36 inches, not big ones, but legal ones. Wiley has reported good mixed bag fishing prior to the swell. Big Rock, Leo Carrillo kicking out catches of calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin croaker, sargo, barred perch, and leopard sharks. Malibu Road, a good spot there for Corbina. Just Fishing reported good Corbina action until that swell landed. The stretch near the Hermosa Pier continues to be a good one. And they had two striped bass up there off Dockweiler, a 6- and an 8-pounder on cut anchovy. Bonita inside the harbor now. Big Fish reported Bonita school showing up inside L.A. Harbor. I guess our buddy Dan Hernandez ran into some and sent the guys at Big Fish an Instagram photo. Some of the fish were 3-pound class, and they're just in there chasing anchovies. So that's a good sign with the fall coming. Crocodiles, splashers working best. Catch and Tackle reported good Corbina action. 56th Street's been a good area. Lots of 2- and 3-pound fish. Hogan's reported good Corbina action prior to the swell. The stretch from the pier to State Park has been a better one. And then Pacific Coast reported also good Corbina action early in the week. South Oceanside to South Carlsbad. 3-pound, 12-ounce fish still leads the derby there. So that fish is definitely beatable, and there's a nice prize, a rod and reel for the best fish. And then also those guys did very good calico bass fishing, and I'm sure Benny knows about this. Lots of fish in the shallow, tamarack, swami, terramar. The guys are really knocking some nice bass in there. A couple fish pushing the 5-pound mark, so that's good stuff.
Yeah, lots of good stuff going on, Gundy. And, yeah, that big swell was a little harsh on surf fishermen, but it's coming out this week. Yeah.
I heard a lot of complaints here, but, hey, for the most part, it's been a damn good summer.
Yeah, man. All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Always great to hear from you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, keep it up, guys. Great show, man.
All right.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the Catch for today. Again, if you want the latest and greatest in it, check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. They have surf fishing reports, tackle, and more.
All right.
We're going to jump back into the phones now. They are packed up. Excited to talk to Benny again if you want to get through. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us on Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for letting me on.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Benny, when you're out, you know, how you doing? When you're getting incidental catches out there, you know, we're picking up different stuff. You ever picking up any bonefish? We have lately.
Bonefish, no. The only bonefish I know of is in San Diego Bay, and I don't spend too much time down this way unless I'm hanging out with these guys on the radio or I'm doing a special event. As much as I'd love to come down more, all my operation is based from Newport to Long Beach.
So those are the two launch locations, Newport.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I've heard that there's some bonefish in Newport Bay.
I heard that. I heard even a while back, but I just haven't put any time to fish in the bay at
sure.
all. It's just plotting a course out of that harbor because it takes forever to get
yeah.
out of there. It's a great way to set up tackle before you head out. So.
Sure. Yeah.
And bonefish in the bay, too, is one of those things that you kind of need to be targeting that fish to get
yep.
the bite. Don't get
yep.
me wrong. If you spend all of your time, if you spend a ton of time fishing San Diego Back Bay areas, you know, call it from the bridge back, and you fish a lot of small plastic, you know, a lot of 3-inch stuff, you will catch an occasional one here and there on plastic, no doubt. Yep. But if you're fishing for them, you know, it's ghost shrimp. It's shrimp of some kind, you know, and the difference of putting a full day of fishing for them and ghost shrimping, you're going to get bites. And if you do a full day of plastic fishing, maybe you get one or two here or there
yeah.
a season. But, you know, you got to be looking for those things
yeah.
to get the bites.
Go over to C4 Sport Fishing, load up on some ghost shrimp, and
yep.
go get them.
Yeah.
That's the, yeah, it's
yeah.
like anything. It's like fishing squid with sea bass. Can
yep.
you catch them other ways? Sure. But if you're going to do it right, you're going to, you know, feed them what they want. And
yeah.
you'll be amazed at the difference.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Mike. Mike calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are talking about the big swells and stuff like that, being it's going to be a full moon tonight. Benny, do you feel the effects of the full moon? And, well, I know that the coastline and beaches get pummeled by the big waves at this high tide phase, but do you feel the effects of that when you're traveling out like mid-channel to San Clemente?
I mean, there's a number of apps to look at as far as weather, and honestly, with the moon phase, my thing is about fishing in general. I try not to get too I try not to think about the other aspects. Because there's been times where we've had full moon, the fish are biting full speed. There's been times of full moon, they don't bite. I don't correlate the two together. I just tell my anglers, if you can go, and if you think this tide or this moon or this and that is best, then plan for it. I try not to. As far as swells, you know, if it's up in Peavy, if it's a south swell, it doesn't affect it too much. South swell on the west and the front side of San Clemente or even Catalina doesn't have a big effect on it. But some areas can get washed out, you know, and again, that's when navigation is really critical. Just, you know, watch your back if you're fishing shallow. But I don't take as many risks as I used to because I have a big responsibility with 3 guests on the boat.
Totally.
And
and out in the middle of the channel, the swell is not a factor.
Oh, no. It's in fact, yeah. it was great yesterday because it was a dying swell, but just cruising down swell, you know, with very little wind was just fantastic. Yeah.
It's the wind. It's the wind and the swell.
The wind and swell together is never good. Swell doesn't really bother. Even in the middle of winter when there's a 10-foot swell, you're just kind of cruising up and down the swell.
It's all about the period in between.
Right.
Exactly.
Two.
You don't want it one second in between, because then you're going to get hammered. But
and if you see wind against current and a big swell, that's not a good day to be on.
I've canceled a lot of trips due to that, and a lot of times the angle goes, well, it's nice here. I go, well, 5 miles off the beach, it's not so nice.
Not so nice.
You know, and I would rather, you know, give you your money back and be upset at me than go out there and get the snot beat out of all of us.
Yeah.
The other thing about moon phase is if you set your watch to, I'm only going to fish this piece of, you know, incoming new moon, that moon cycle's once a month. You know, you're going to limit yourself so much to just that. Like you say, there are a lot of other factors. Does it play a factor in all things? For sure it does. It, you know, moon affects the tide. Tide affects it. I mean, there is some correlation to all of it, but there is what you can't set your watch to is, well, this is good and this is bad. Like, it's going to have some effect, and there are some things that trend more towards the better and some of the worse, but, I mean, there are so many more factors at play than just the moon that I'm with you. Like, don't let that be what affects your schedule.
A good example yesterday, we had slack tide, but we had great downhill current, you know, and the fish were biting. And so, you know, there's no rules. As long as there's current, good water temp, consistent water temp, and there's bait, I think you're going to get a few bites, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some great text coming through. If you want to text the show, you can do it through the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course, and only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a one-way system. We like to hear your name and just your question there. So go ahead and text the show. And here's a good one for Benny and Rick. I'm considering the purchasing of a Talica 10 for finesse bluefin and yellows. What size braid would you put on the reel, and how heavy of fluorocarbon would you be comfortable with fishing? And that's from Mark and La Quinta.
Ooh, great call.
Good one.
So I have... On my boat, I have Talica 10's most popular reel because it's so versatile.
Love that reel.
We put 65-pound Max Quattro, and you could fish anything from...
And you love Max Quattro.
I love it.
So Max, we should say, those who aren't familiar with Max Quattro, what is the advantage of Max
Quattro? Advantage of it is thinner line diameter, 25% less.
It's Power Pro Max Quattro.
And it's Power Pro Max Quattro. Still has a breaking strength of 65-pound.
Do you have a favorite color?
I fish green.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously on sport boats, they don't like the darker colors because they can't see it. But I like green. I don't know why. Just used to it,
I guess. Matter.
You know, it really doesn't matter, green or white or even yellow. And then I usually use anything from 20-pound all the way up to 50-pound. It all depends. If they're biting full speed, you know, we'll have a couple of rods set up with 50-pound, and you just, like the other day when we were fishing that kelp paddy, they were eating 40, no problem.
That's awesome.
Know? So, and that's the advantage of that Talica 10, small reel that you can fish 20-pound on, but you can also fish 50-pound on.
Yeah, easy to cast, you know, full strike, you know, you're gonna hammer them, and that's been the workhorse. That Talica 8 and the Talica 10 has been the workhorse fishing yellows at the island, kelp paddy fishing, and the bluefin, that 20 to 50-pound bluefin.
I think that reel is so impressive, because how many reels could you put your finger on that are literally small enough that you could cast a chovy or like a squid in a quarter-ounce sinker? You know, like, you could have a for sure beach fishing rig, and then literally, an hour later, you could drive offshore, and if you hook a, you hook a 70-pound tuna, you still have plenty of reel for it. Strong, good drags, two-speed. You know, I mean, how often is the right reel to fly line a small bait into the beach, the same reel for catching a 50-plus pound tuna fish? And for sure, you can do both those things just fine with that 10. You're making such a good call on that purchase.
How much 65-pound Max Quattro can you, Power Pro Max Quattro, can you put on a Talica 10?
Probably high threes would be my,
really?
Would be my 300 guess.
Yards?
On the positive side of 300 yards, for sure. I'm not, I'm just better
like
if
close
I
to 400.
Better if I could eyeball it. But, I mean, you're on the heavy side of 300.
plenty of fly.
Oh, no question.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're fishing on a, you know, relatively short top shot. That doesn't mean you need to only fish, you know, 2 feet. If you're a guy that likes to fish a lot of sport boats and you want a nice full cast length, you know, bait fishing length, you're still going to get a ton of line on that reel. But if you're fishing it pretty darn short, you're going to no issues with line capacity on that reel, especially with 65 Max Quattro.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Roy. Roy's calling us from Huntington Beach. What's up, Roy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you didn't hear me the last time.
There you are. Good morning, Roy.
You called me back early. Can you hear me now?
We got you, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, Benny, I talked to you about that the first time I talked about, I think I fished with you on a boat out to Catalina, and then the second question was, I'm a little bit handicapped, but I'm having knee surgery on September 30th, first time in 40 years that I might be able to walk good. So I'm thinking about getting on your boat. Can you get a semi-handicapped guy on your boat?
Well, it all depends on your mobility there. You know, that safety is always the number one factor, because it's not like walking around on a big sport fisher or even a small sport fisher or even a yacht. I always try to interview my guests and just find out what their limitations are. I've had gentlemen in the 70s and even 80s on the boat, but they seem to be like a spring chicken. They move around pretty darn good. So mobility is huge. Inshore would probably be the best. Catalina would probably be not in the cards just because bouncing around, it could get rough coming back, and you know, I just would worry more about your safety and well-being. Inshore, half-day trip, you know, for a few hours, catch a few bass, that would be more the call. Not that I would turn anybody away. It's just, again, it's a 25-foot center console. It gets bumpy, it gets windy, it gets wet. I always prepare for the worst scenario, and I communicate that to my guests because it is a center console. It's open. It moves a little bit. Hey, it's a stable platform. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's always that safety. So it's all about mobility.
And if anything, I'm with you. Just do, I mean, one, an inshore half-day trip can be fantastic fishing.
Yep.
You know, and you can even be inside protected waters inside the bay, have an epic day of spotty fishing. And at the minimum, you can do one of those and just see how it feels. You know, try it out.
Because, exactly.
You know, even if you got out there in half a day and you realize, well, I'm going to wait a little bit and rehab this leg a little more, you're close enough that you could call it early if you needed to, whatever. I think starting off with a half-day is totally the move. Get used to the program, get used to the platform, and then just see how you fare. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what that fishdope.com reporter has to say today.
You got it, buddy. Today, that report's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip when your fish returns to the San Diego landings, but also with your private boat catch. And now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoke and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, or you can be like Benny and go down after the show to purchase that new amazing pokey kit. They're available now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Benny, Rick, Pete. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey,
always
Dave.
A pleasure to listen to Benny. And
thanks, Dave. Good to hear your voice.
You know, I was thinking you were talking. I've been listening to the whole show. Bait fishing, yeah, that's my thing. That is it. I love fishing calico bass with live bait. Jimmy Decker told me a long time ago he hates it because he gets scales all over his boat, and I'm sure you feel the same way. But, guys, the fishing, I know we've heard a bunch of reports from a bunch of different people today, but it's a phenomenal time. I'm super disappointed, though, that Gundy didn't say that they caught a bluefin in the surf, but probably next week there'll be a Dorado in the surf. The Dorado fishing right now is absolutely insane. I don't know if you saw what our buddy Todd Manser did yesterday on the boardroom, but he had 50-plus fish on a three-quarter-day trip out of Dana, mixed yellowtail and Dorado. The day before that, he had 33 Dorado and a bunch of yellows, and it's inside between Catalina and the beach. Anything you find floating on the water, it could be a 4-foot-long stringer of kelp that's holding Dorado. It's just absolutely unbelievable what's going on right now. Real close to home. And then between Catalina and Clemente, that monster bluefin is back. and it wants to get on the boat. My deckhand had seven fish over 200 pounds yesterday. They're fishing that stuff, you know, for the market, and it was wide open, he said. He couldn't even – he called me up this morning. He said he's going to sleep. He's going to sleep for 12 hours because his little body's too sore to do anything else. That's how good it is right now.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
And then Clemente and Catalina, like Benny said, the bass fishing's insane right now at Catalina, and then there's that big yellowtail all over the back side of the island, small yellowtail on the front side of the island. Clemente, there's yellowtail all over the island there, too, and phenomenal calico bass fishing. There's never been a better time to be a fisherman in Southern California than right now.
I would say that would be a true statement there, Gary Dave, and very, very true. I don't, have you ever seen the type of fishing that we're having right now, the number of Dorado, the number of yellowtail, the amount of bluefin tuna that's around? It's just, it's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, and the bass fishing.
Exactly, and I am going to be up there tomorrow, and we are going to be checking out that calico bass fishing at Catalina for a couple days, and we might even scooch off the beach and catch a Dorado. I'm kind of bummed I was going calico bass fishing for a couple days when I'm up there, and now all this other stuff's there. I might have to catch a tuna. I might have to catch a Dorado. I really was hoping to catch a calico, but we might not get to catch any calicos.
Well, the beauty is you can do all of those still within about 20 minutes of the harbor, so you'll be just fine, and you'll be back to Turks in no time. It's all good.
Exactly.
Hey, and of course, fishdope.com, Danny and Jeff and the boys have been just doing a phenomenal job keeping up with all this stuff that's going on right now. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you to learn more about how to go fishing?
Hey, gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I teach you exactly what to do so you don't have to follow Benny around all day. You can actually go out there and catch fish on your own.
That sounds great.
Like it,
Dave.
Buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
awesome,
it.
Dave.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you Sunday. Bye.
All right. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to jump right back into them. Phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Benny. Let's talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Benny, I know you focus on calico bass, but I'd be curious, what are some of the surprise incidental catches you've had fishing in the weeds?
Example yesterday, sea bass, yellowtail, sheephead, triggerfish, all kinds of different things.
Triggerfish are plentiful now at St. Clair Island. It's so weird, isn't it?
They are everywhere now.
I want a SoCal triggerfish. I don't have one. I want that under my belt. You know, I've caught a lot of them below the border, but I've never caught one on this side, and I want one.
We caught one as big as 5 pounds.
Oh, come on.
Friggin' giant.
Oh, but that thing pulls so hard, too.
No, these guys just let it go.
Yeah.
It was just giant. Then we caught a 3-pounder behind it.
Really?
Oh, my God. Just crazy.
They pull so hard, too, for a big pie plate-shaped fit, whatever. They're tough,
This is a tropical fish that's now made its home resident. Over Clemente.
What's crazy is that at Clemente, so you catch a triggerfish and you see a turtle swimming around.
Yes.
So rad.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So rad.
And there's a pretty good quantity of turtles over there, too, right?
Yes. Yeah, you probably see two or three a day.
Do you guys, you spend so much time tight to that island. Is there a population of booby birds? Like, because that was one thing at Coronado Island, years ago in that hot water. Hey, look, there's a booby bird there. How cool is that? And then a few more. And now, there's just a legitimate population.
You see one or two.
Okay.
One or two. And some, there's so much life right now.
Okay.
I mean, it just seems like there's so much life on that island. But all this tropical stuff, somebody's going to catch a wahoo. Especially trolling those big monster spreader bars.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me tell you about spreader bars.
Yeah. You like spreader bars?
I don't like them because they troll them so far back behind the yachts, And I had my guys freaking, oh, my gosh, what's the tuna? I go, no, it's a freaking spreader bar.
Spreader bar.
I mean,
it's like way back.
It's way back.
It's common for guys to fish multiple hundred yards behind the boat. We're talking like, dump half your 50 wide and put a spreader bar 300 yards behind the boat.
I'm sorry, it just doesn't sound like fun fishing to me. No. I'm just going to go on record to say, okay, yeah, maybe you catch a bluefin tuna, great, but trolling a big, and then pulling the thing in with a tuna on it, it's like, come on.
I mean,
is that really sport fishing?
I'll tell you, the sound of a clicker going off with a 200-pound tuna piling on it is pretty damn cool.
That's cool.
I mean, I know what you're saying. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. But that you could just drag that around as a bonus, trying to get located, trying to find breezers. Yeah. If you have it in the right area, the sound of the clicker going off from a fish that big, it is really impressive.
They're catching 200-pounders on it?
Yeah, that's a bread and butter. It gets licked. It just does. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy. Insane. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Benny, here's a good text from you. Benny, if you're going to fish one setup at Catalina or PV, what rod, reel, line, lead head, and swim bait, size and color would you use? He wants it all.
I'll go backwards. 5-inch Corey's Golden Brown bait with red belly, a war bait, 1 ounce firecracker head, 40-pound Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, 65-pound Max Quattro on a Terramar 80MH and a Tranx 300. That's like the all-around go-to fish in between the kelp, flipping kelp, fishing boilers. I mean, it's the best all-around.
Again, what's the lead head and swim bait?
The lead head is a Warbaits 1 ounce firecracker. That's like a red with glitter in it, and then Corey's 5-inch Viejos.
The Viejo.
Golden brown bait with a red belly.
Ah.
Yeah, it's like
that's
my
money.
All-around sand bass, calico bass, whatever on that, you know.
Year-round.
Year-round. I have to tell you, Corey's smaller slug, the 5-inch slug, I fish it on a 3/4-ounce head. During slack tide, where there was kelp up and down, I meted a lot of fish like in the middle water column. We were flipping kelp with those and getting bit. You know, that thing kind of...
1/4 ounce.
3/4.
3/4.
Because I wanted it to really sink. We were flipping in 80 feet of water.
Wow.
But you can see, and the fish weren't up. So it's one way to pattern calicos, because we still pattern them, right? I mean, everybody wants to catch them on the weedy list, you know, top water, surface time, but... When you know they're there in 70-degree water,
right,
and they're not up, and they were stuck in it, looks like they were stuck in a thermocline. So a thermocline, you have colder water on the bottom, warmer water on top. The fish tend to stay below that.
And now you're fishing that slug weedless or with the hook exposed?
With the hook exposed, yeah. And again, flipping down one stalk at a time. You basically flip it or just drop it at the kelp base and let it. Lift it and drop it, lift it, drop it, so that slug has a lot of action, right? Yeah. It's real erratic.
Eating it on the sink?
A lot of times on the sink, but a lot of times those bigger ones are at the base, just waiting for stuff to come by, and then you'll get bit right away, or if you lift it and drop it, you'll get bit after. If you don't get bit after two lifting of the rod, go on to the next kelp stringer.
Wow.
Probably another way to pick off those big sheep's head and things like that. You'd probably catch a bunch of cool miscellaneous junk while you're doing that.
You know, you'll get all kinds of crazy stuff.
Because everything's going to eat that.
Absolutely.
Everything's going to eat a little slug, bait fish falling off a kelp stock. Yep. Like
big sheep head.
That's
big
cool.
Big sheep head, yeah.
That sounds like fun, man.
Yeah,
let's do that for sure.
It's really fun.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup still coming your way. We got more phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
You know, the fishing's really good right now, but where it's always wide open, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Never made a single trip and not catch it there.
Man, yeah, always bites. Yeah. And you know, the variety of species that you can catch at Point Loma Seafoods totally. Is amazing. You can get Alaskan halibut. You can get Alaskan king salmon. You can get swordfish. You can get virtually anything that bites here is there.
They're in the heart of the three big landings in Point Loma, so we eat there all the time, and they have a display of fresh yellowtail that just blew my mind. Like, you could tell that fish was swimming the day before, and it was just full slabs of what looked like about 15-pound fish. It was just like translucent. It was the best-looking yellowtail I've ever seen. And you want to talk about a great fish on the grill? I love eating fresh yellowtail.
Oh, fresh yellowtail is awesome. And you talk about the best sushi, fantastic sushi, and also the smoked fish array. And then don't forget the lunch.
Fish tacos in town.
Oh, for sure. So check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having a great time with you. If you want to get in on the phones, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090.
We have a two-day, Let's Talk Hookup sponsored two-day trips on the Liberty, limited to 25 passengers.
Won't for long.
Okay, September 12th, it's already sold.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I couldn't believe it that on October 17th, we still have, like, four spots left.
Oh, yeah.
Or three spots left, something like that, on that trip. 25 passengers, $6.95, and includes all the meals. Oh, I mean, how do you go wrong on that two-day trip on the Liberty in October?
Especially, and how many people you said?
25 on the Liberty.
No.
So
brainer.
If you want to grab one of those last spots on that October trip on the Liberty, go to fishermanslanding.com, and just the way to search it would be to put in the Liberty and then put in limited load 2-day. Make sure you put in limited load 2-day, not just the 2-day, but a limited load 2-day. It'll pop right up. Book it.
That's correct.
Yeah, no doubt. You want to get on that for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Phones are packed up again. Your shot to get through 213-432-1090. That not only links you up with Benny, but also gives you a shot at winning that killer AFCO prize package, including the brand new AFCO fillet knife and that Psycho Pro fluorocarbon. Bob in Lakeside is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Benny. I had that exact combo, the Tranks 300 HG on a 80 mh Terramar. I haven't filled up with 50 pound MX Quattro, but my question is, are you still fishing wax wings for the calico bass?
Absolutely. It's a great tool this time of year when the fish are up in that upper water column. A lot of the incidentals you're catching is also yellows. But it's a great tool if you don't like chucking the iron. Great tool, especially with that HG. And if you straight tie to that 50, you could launch that wax wing a mile.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Chuck.
I get my birthday trip Wednesday, so happy birthday to you, too, over there. We're going on the Dana Prize. Hey, I got three of my sons going, grandsons. But I bought me the 25 Shimano, and I was going to put the 100-pound depth finder on it. Does anybody make that in 100-pound? They said it's only available in white.
Depth Hunter, I don't know about Depth Hunter. So they have Power Pro has two different types of metered line now. Depth Hunter is I could be incorrect on this, but I believe that Depth Hunter is the 30-foot color change, and then the Depth Hunter Offshore is the 100-foot color change. That the Offshore comes available in 100-pound. At least I'm very confident that it does.
Depth Hunter Offshore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might not be available this second, but it definitely comes in 100-pound. I don't
know
about standard.
It comes in 80, I believe.
I know it does in 80, because I just pulled a reel
yesterday.
And
it comes in 130, too.
I don't know about the original Depth Hunter, which is the 30-foot meter line.
But what you want is the Depth Hunter Offshore if you're fishing offshore.
I mean, it's sure easier to count for what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still use a 30-foot metered line, but when you start getting, you know, some of those big flat fall knife jig bites are down 200, 300 feet, you know, you're starting to count a lot of 30-foot, you know, thing. It's just a lot easier to deal with that Depth Hunter Offshore changing every 100 feet.
Yeah. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A text from Bart Hall says, Mike Lem and I used to take a Triton right off the pier in Santa Monica and catch lots of trigger fish. Mike's been fishing them there for decades. Who knew? Right? Did you know there were triggers in Santa Monica?
Oh, Santa Monica, they're...
Oh, really?
They're a lot.
Really? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I know it's a fish that's around. Yep. I have yet to connect with one local, and it's just one of those things. I just want that under my belt.
Crazy thing is we've caught a couple up at the Dog Beach up in Huntington on deep diving crankbaits.
Oh, that's cool.
So wild.
But I'm sure at the time when you're thinking you're going to, you know, when you got to come tight on that thing, at least for a split second, you thought, like, I got him. I got a double-digit sand bass. I got the world's biggest body. Whatever it is you're doing at the time.
Yep.
And then it's just, wait a minute, something's up here.
Yeah, you know, until you see this big slab come back.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That's cool. Hey, another text from Robert King in Simi Valley. He wants to know some secret stuff here, Benny. He says, Benny, what's the best swell direction and water temperature for fishing Rocky Point? And I know you fish Rocky Point quite a bit. Yeah.
Swell direction, you know, God, we don't get much swell in the summer and in the fall. You get the last of the, west swells in the spring, which can be good. Like, May is a phenomenal time to fish PV. You get a little bit of west, but that's, as far as water temp, anytime it gets over 65, and that's all pre-spawn. A lot of it's pre-spawn calicos. So you're going to find those bigger females in the shallows between 20 and 5 feet. The only problem with that whole area up there by Rocky is when the big sea bass come in, the bass just scatter. You know, they're in there to munch when they start to spawn. And then there's the free divers everywhere too, so it makes it kind of challenging to fish. But that would be my suggestion as far as swell. Slight west coming up. You know, coming uphill from Rocky down to Hags, and then about 65.
All right.
And this is the same kind of thing. It's the afternoon bite at PV, conditions, bait technique. That was another text, though.
Oh, shoot. West wind, blow as hard as you want, downhill current, and water temp, you know, again, 65, 68. And fish it fast too. Fish it fast on the weed list.
Oh, really?
47 inch. Yeah, I mean, fast as you can. Let that stuff come up, you know. And sun. You need sun so that profile comes over the top. Fish comes up and just mashes it. Yeah.
Is there one type of condition that's more important than all the others? You know, I mean, does current trump everything? Does good fishing have to have a mix of all of the good conditions? You know, is there one thing where if you see, like, oh, we're going to catch, no matter what the rest of the day is doing, if it's blowing hard down and in current, you know, I'm going to, you know, it's like, what's the hierarchy of condition that you're looking for?
Like, for me, on the south end of Palos Verdes, we're talking from the closure towards Long Beach. If it's down and out, kind of down the beach, downhill, down the beach, west wind, kelp's all the way down, making casts across, that is, to me, ideal on the outer, on the leading edges. It bites. Surface iron, the kelp's downlope, surface iron can be phenomenal. Jerk bait, doesn't matter. Weedless, it's phenomenal. Water temp just has to be constant. If mm-hmm. it's going to be 65, be 65 for a week or so.
Got
you
it.
Know, and if there's bait, it's on. Yeah, it's on.
That's all right. To me, yeah. man. I dig
yep.
it. Well, speaking of surface iron, that leads into another great text. This was from Vince in Point Loma, and it's just all about surface iron. Want to know, Benny, what is your favorite surface iron outfit, and can you compare and contrast fishing Trinidad 20 to Tranks? And then what's your line setup and your favorite jigs?
Difference in Tranks and Trinidad, they're both different. And, you know, you got the old school guys that love an open face reel, you know, like a Trinidad 2016. I was that guy for a long time. I even had a Tranks 500 for about 8 months before I figured out how to handle that thing, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. So with that saying, it's all preference as far as 20 versus Tranks 500. I like the 500 because of ease. I mean, it's got a variable brake system. You can fish 80 max comfortable. You could put 100 on it if you're throwing big poppers at you know, that school-sized mm-hmm. tuna. You can fish it on a 10-foot rod, a 9-foot rod, an 8-foot rod, depending on what you like. And again, it's just preference as far as reel. What was the other part of it?
Line setup and your favorite jigs to fish.
Yeah. So line setup, I'm fishing 50 and 60 liter, short, real short, 12, 14, just enough to just have abrasion. And then jigs, kicker 25L in Enlightenment, and then the Senorita, those two for me. I do throw other jigs. Depends, you know, but those two are my go-to.
That's it. Great answer. That's cool. Awesome.
Here's from Robbie Robinson. I caught two trigger fish in the middle grounds of the Coronados in June. So I guess trigger fish are everywhere.
They are.
It's not just Clemente.
Yeah, no, I'd see them all over.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I think, you know, they're like anything else. Once they start going, they're going to be pretty normal. I wouldn't be surprised if a half day starts catching that in sheephead in the same area.
I mean, I see them pop up in our half day boat counts, you know, here mm-hmm. and there. Like, I'm not trying to say that they're the most rare fish. I just want one.
No,
I'm just jealous. I'm jealous of everybody that's got one. So
I've never seen them other than Clemente.
Yeah.
I guess they're all over the place.
Yeah,
Santa Monica Bay, Clemente.
Yeah.
Do you catch them at Catalina too?
Catalina, we've caught them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain area that seems to be a population. Now, we have wide open fishing sea bass and leadhead and squid and we had wide open trigger fish.
That's wide
so
open trigger
that's
fish.
So rad.
On the squid.
Leadhead and squid. Yeah.
I'll be
on
darn.
The beach.
All right.
Yeah. Craziest
pretty
thing.
Crazy.
Well, again, if you want to get through in the phones, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
And here's another text from FJ in San Diego. Good morning. I'd like to send my nephew and with you, and they have never fished. They're 23 and 18. Just want them to get a solid base. If anybody can do it, you can do it. What were you looking at for a half day?
Half day is $400. I have all the gear. If they want to learn to fish a bait caster, we'll spend about an hour teaching them. I, you know, if anything, I'm like your hitting instructor on the boat, your tennis pro, whatever it may be. But as long as the anglers are willing to put a little bit of time in, because it doesn't come overnight.
Yeah.
And they pay attention, that they're going to be able to cast a bait caster. By the time they're done and cast it farther than they believe. So, and it's real simple. 2 to 9, turn your wrist. That's all you got to remember. 2 to 9, 2 o'clock,
9 o'clock.
Turn your wrist. Right? I mean, we do it. We all do it. It's like in our sleep, right? But for some people, you could hear them when I'm teaching them. Okay, he said 2 to 9, turn your wrist. 2 to 9, turn your wrist. And then once they stop saying it, they're like, shh, you know,
they got it.
Yeah, it's very gratifying to see like an 8-year-old kid do it,
especially right? on a Tranks, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean Tranks is so easy to catch.
I start them off on the DC.
Oh, Rado on the DC.
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Confidence
Rado
first.
DC.
Yeah. Confidence first.
Yeah,
right? And then you move them on. Move them on.
And that's the advantage of going fishing with. If you've got virtually everything to fish bass and inshore.
SLX DCs, Corrado DCs, Corrado 200s, Tranks 200, 300, 400, 500. You name it, spinning reels. But
got it all.
Yeah, I try to have the best because, you know, The best is the best.
Yeah, well, and that's Shimano.
Yes.
I'm such a huge fan of that Tranks. Sell so many of them at the shop. But it always trips me out to hear how many people I talk to, you know, maybe customer-wise, who don't take advantage of that variable braking system that you talk about. It is so easy to change, and no matter what your skill level is, if you own one of those reels, you should be making adjustments to it. Meaning, if you're an extremely proficient caster, then open that thing up and just make a couple of casts with lesser brakes than are on it now. And if you own that reel, and man, it's just, I'm still backlashing a little more than I'd like to, and I get a few good casts, kick that side plate open and kick one or two more on. You know, you invested in a high-dollar reel for that. That system is very easy to use, and anybody that owns that reel should be able to cast it very well, meaning even if you're not a very proficient caster, you can tune that reel to you that you might not get the same distance that Benny is right off the bat, but you should be able to make the cast with that reel with little to no backlash every time.
And that's in the Corrados as well as the Tranks.
Yeah, and the most common mistake for a lot of anglers, they'll take it out of the box, doesn't cast as far, they'll turn that the spool tension knob. Mm-hmm. That's like the most common. And then later you'll see it like disappear because they've loosened it so much. So you have to really educate a lot of the anglers. Just goes, hey, just take the side plate up, pop one in, pop one out. You know, I always start with somebody learning. I always start with three, and we end up with two. It seems like two breaks in seems to be the best for novices when they're, because it gives them confidence. Everything's about confidence. Once they get it dialed, they got it going. Then, hey, let's try one. Let's see how far you can really. And when they can zing it out there and get that mechanics in, you know, that 2-9, turn your wrist thing, it's money.
So the outside knob is for fine-tuning, right?
Fine-tune, yeah.
Yeah.
And you really shouldn't have to touch it. You really shouldn't. Ever. Yeah.
All right. So what do you do on a half day if you're going to take somebody out local fishing? What's a half day program if you're going to go?
So a half day program, it's getting on them right away. I'm not making a very long run. Sometimes I do, but try not to make a long run. And the goal is to catch. I have a goal with almost every trip I take is to, like, say it's beginners, learn to cast and to catch. You know, those two. But I try to get on fish right away, whether it's maybe on the breakwater, maybe not. Maybe it's the rigs. The rigs are like money. You catch 100 bass in 2 hours.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. So half day is reality. I mean, you can really do a great day, a great trip.
Yes,
with
yes,
a half
you
day
can.
You.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
All right, for $400.
$400.
You're too cheap, Benny.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that's a great deal. And that's for up to three people.
Extra person's $100 more.
An extra $100. Okay.
Let's
so 500 for three.
Yeah.
200, 400 for two people.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very good.
That sounds good.
All right,
well, hey,
let's sneak in a call.
Yeah, let's sneak another one in. How about Brian calling us from Wildomar this morning? Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, yesterday I had a beautiful trip out of Helgrin's in Oceanside, and the ocean is alive, man. We saw a sortie sunning itself, a sailfish jumping, not sailfish, but a marlin jumping, a striped marlin jumping, albino pilot whales. It was a beautiful one-stop shop on a kelp paddy. So beautiful, beautiful trip out in the ocean and great days. Benny,
man, that's rad, Brian. Good for you.
Fun day for sure.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day out there. My question for you is compare and contrast the new spot that you guys are running for the 40. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
Torium 40.
It's the new Torium 40, yeah.
Right.
Torium 40. Thank you.
The Torium 40.
Between that and then the other, like the Oshia Jigger 40, between the two newer ones.
So I could take a stab at that, and that Osea Jigger, I think it's 4,000 or 40,000, is, I mean, for lack of better words, it would be like comparing Trinidad to Torium, which I think would just be easier. Jiggers have a few different features. They've got an auto lock on the spool side. The handle configuration is different, but for in terms of putting it in your mind, that would be the easiest, would be comparing Trinidad to Torium. And with that, it is like it always is in those two reels. two extremely great reels. The Trinidad or Jigger offers some advantages in torque because the frame is cold forged and a little more rigid. That X-Ship style frame where it has very, very rigid features and doesn't allow any torque will allow for a little more power to go from your handle to your reel. Torium is always going to be a fantastic performing, great strength, strong reel that is at a very easy price on the budget. Torium 40 is going to dominate the Yo-Yo Jig Yellowtail reel from here on out.
Like, and it's like how much?
I think that reel's right around $300. Don't quote me because I'm not positive, but I think it's right around $300. And it's perfect. It's single speed, star drag, fast, tall spool, gains line real quick. Still has good power. You're not spending a ton of dough. Like that reel is going to dominate that. But the Jigger, just a beefier version. If the budget allows for it, it's pretty.
And how much
pretty
is that?
Killer. They're five-ish, you know, in that area there. I mean, it's considerably more, but it's a cool reel.
It's a cool reel.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got themselves a brand new AFCO knife and some Psycho Pro Fluoro. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and full stock tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Great info with Captain Benny and such a killer prize. You are so stoked. The winner of the AFCO package, including that new AFCO fillet knife and that Psycho Fluoro, Mike in Rosemead. Mike, congratulations. You are so hooked up with that new gear.
All right. I want to thank JP for manning the phones today. And, of course, Captain Benny Florentino. Sure appreciate everything
he's doing.
And
thanks
Coastal
for helping me.
Charters, I know you're booked, but if somebody wants to get lucky and get in to go fishing with Benny, here, book ahead of time.
Yeah, the best way right now, you can go on my website at fishcoastalcharters.com, but the site will tell you that it's sold out. But you can call me, 310-779-0397, Instagram, coastal_charters, and you can DM me there. But I'd love to hear from you, you know, talk fishing. But again, thanks, guys. And you know what? If you're not fishing, You should go because it
right
is
good.
Biting.
Good time to go, especially to for go. Taking new anglers out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks very much. All right, thanks to Adam, of course, for doing everything on the Let's Talk Hookup app. He'll have those archives up very, very soon. And then next weekend, Let's Talk Hookup. Ricky will be out of town. I'll be here on Saturday with Rod Halpern and Anthony Hesch and maybe even Steve, Anthony Shea from War Heroes on the Water and maybe even Steve Lasley. So we'll see about that. And then Kevin Mattson on Sunday, fishing expert, will be with Corey on Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup.